On the line, we are joined by Professor Kobe Michael, who is the Senior Researcher and Editor-in-Chief of Strategic Assessment. Good afternoon, Prof. How are you today?
Good afternoon. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, and it's wonderful to be chatting to you. You are a good friend and contributor of The Home Run, and it's fantastic to be chatting to you. Now, Prof, prior to the show and this afternoon when we were doing some research and we were looking at the topics that we're going to discuss today, I got an overwhelming sense that there's a lot of tension happening in Israel and in northern Israel and southern Lebanon, and between tension between leaders, tension between armies, tension between nations. Am I right? Is a lot of tension going on? And can this tension boil over to something bigger than what's currently going on?
It looks that we are in a sort of a stalemate. This is not a very good position for the state of Israel. I think that at the end of the day, President Trump was wrong when he allowed the Iranians to connect between the negotiation and Lebanon. Eventually, this is a sort of an achievement for the Iranians,
sure,
something that strengthens the Iranians and strengthens the entire resistance axis, which includes, of course, Hezbollah, but not only Hezbollah. There are some other components in this resistance axis, and I don't think that the Iranians would have withdrew from the negotiation with the Americans if Israel would have attacked Beirut, okay? Because they have too many important interests of their own beside the Hezbollah in Beirut, and they want to reach some achievements when it comes to the negotiation with the Americans. They have a lot of troubles of their own. And therefore, I think that President Trump was wrong in this regard. And unfortunately, Hezbollah understands that this is a space that they can maneuver in, and they can exploit it, and they do exploit it. But when Israel was very close to attack Beirut just yesterday, when Prime Minister Netanyahu and the Defense Minister Israel Katz declared that Israel is going to attack there, they ran very quickly,
sure,
in order to ask for a ceasefire, because they understand that once Israel will begin attacking them in Beirut and in Debka, along the border between Lebanon and Syria, then they might find themselves in a very, very troubling situation. But they found very soon that President Trump actually restrains Israel from attacking Beirut, and I hope that it will not last for a long period of time.
So, Prof, let me ask you: are we at risk that the relationship between the U.S. and Israel is starting to deteriorate? Is starting to come under real strain?
You know, it is difficult to answer because I have no clear idea what here is a manipulation that has been done by officials in the American administration, and maybe even by President Trump himself, that wants to convince his own constituency that he is not dragged by Netanyahu, and all the decisions that he makes are his own decisions that serve the American interests, not the Israeli interests, okay? And therefore, when he makes a sort of outing to the phone calls or the phone discussions with Prime Minister Netanyahu, and maybe even exaggerates a bit, this is something that serves these interests. I'm not sure that all the things that we have heard about the discussion, the last discussion between of them, are really, really happened,
sure,
in the discussion,
sure,
itself. But I believe that at the end of the day, Israel and the United States, when it comes to President Trump, are still on the same page.
Okay.
I believe that President Trump is still determined with regard to the objectives of the negotiation and of the military campaign vis-a-vis Iran. And I still believe that he will not reach to any sort of MOU or an agreement that will leave Iran with the capabilities of enriching uranium and will leave the enriched uranium on the Iranian soil. I hope that I'm not wrong in this regard, but at least when I have to assess the deeds of President Trump, not the sayings of President Trump, okay? Because I'm a very poor analyst when it comes to the sayings of President Trump.
As we all
when
are.
When I refer to the deeds of President Trump, I see that the Marine blockade is still there. I see that the deployment of the American Navy and the American Air Force and the American military is still there. And I see that there is still no agreement, that there is still no MOU. I believe that the gaps between both sides are still unbridgeable. I will be very surprised if they will be able to reach to MOU, and I will be more surprised if they will reach to the MOU and they will be able to translate it or to finalize it with an agreement. If you ask me, my assessment now is that the higher probability is still for the resumption of the military campaign, be it by the United States or be it by Israel backed by the United States.
So what, in terms of how important, you know, you mentioned the fact that an MOU is unlikely to happen, but how urgent is it that we need it to happen, that we need an agreement in place? How are we reaching a stage where we need to panic? Is it extremely urgent, or can we, you know, we still got a bit of time to play with?
I can say the follow. If Iran and the U.S. will reach to an agreement that provides the demands of the U.S., then we are talking about a regime change in Iran, because this is it will not be the same regime. Maybe it will be there will be the same people, but it will not be the same regime. But as far as I understand the regime, the current Iranian regime, this regime will not be able to, I would say, to obey or to close the gaps when it comes to the U.S. Demands. A second problem that we have when it comes to the Iranian regime is that there is no cohesion, there is no coherency in this regime. We are talking about at least three factions that are competing each other, and we still don't know what is the real condition or situation of the supreme leader, of Mujtaba Khamenei.
Very true.
And therefore, even when President Trump will be able to reach to further understandings, let's say with Khalibaf or with the Iranian president, I'm not sure that these understandings will be respected by the other factions, mainly the Wahidi, the commander of the Revolutionary Guard, okay, and the more extreme factions of this regime. So it is a very very complex situation, and I really don't see any indications for any positive development in the days to come.
Well, unfortunately, Prof, that's all we have time for today. But needless to say, your insights are very valuable, and we are really, really grateful for you sharing your time with us. Thank you very much, and I really hope that next time we chat that we've seen some good progress and developments. That is Professor Kobi Michael, Senior Researcher and Editor-in-Chief at Strategic Assessment.